Part 1. Giving, Getting, Growing. Chapter 1. The No Other Way. The Radical Transformation at the Heart of Generosity. From Marcel Proust. The journey of discovery begins not with new vistas, but with having new eyes. When Jennifer teaches her exponential fundraising course at Harvard University's Hauser Center, she begins by asking a deceptively simple question. What is fundraising? A simple question, but the answers that are called out from every corner of the classroom are surprisingly varied. And many of them imply a lofty, ambitious vision of what fundraising is all about. It's relationship building. It's matching what we do with people's passions. It's making communities, tribes of people who share our values and want to change the world together. It's opening up networks. It's getting access to all kinds of resources, money, time, commitment, and creativity. It's about telling our story. It's giving our donors a new way of expressing themselves. And perhaps most idealistic and ambitious of all, it's a vehicle for individual and organizational transformation. Wow, that's a lot of grand-sounding meanings to attach to one simple, humdrum, business-as-usual word. But perhaps that complexity and that lofty sense of ambition helps to explain why some of the world's busiest NGO leaders and managers would steal several days from their overcrowded schedules to attend a course called Exponential Fundraising in the first place. For these practical idealists, fundraising isn't just about meeting a dollar quota or achieving a certain rate of return on an annual appeal campaign. It's about making a difference in the world through creative human connections. But then Jennifer asks her second question. How do you feel about fundraising? The answers to this question are highly charged, and not nearly as lofty sounding as the answers to the first question. I hate it. It scares me. I avoid thinking about it. It's the worst part of my job. I'd rather do almost anything else. Finally, Jennifer asks the crucial question. What makes fundraising so hard? And the answers to this question are very personal and quite revealing. One student replies, "It's because of the stigma around money. People say that money is the last taboo, that talking about money is harder than talking about sex, religion, or politics." Another comments, "It's all about the power relationship between giver and asker. I hate being in the position of a supplicant, coming on bended knee to beg for a few pennies from some donor's overflowing coffers. It makes me feel very anxious, and it feels, I don't know, degrading somehow." Another says, "It's the fear of rejection. Asking for a donation brings up memories about every time I've been turned down, every girl who refused to go out on a date, every college that rejected my application, every job interview that didn't produce an offer. Just thinking about that litany of disappointments reinforces the deep-seated fear that says, you're just not good enough." Still another comments, "It's the uncertainty. What should I ask for? How much is too much? How much is too little? When should I ask? What words should I use? How will people react? Do they have some kind of hidden agenda? It's not like any other relationship, and it just makes me so nervous."